Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Monday, 28th of August, cloudy morning here in Auroville on 28 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect cloudy and over the night considerable cloudiness. Chance on precipitation on 25% and chance on thunderstorms on 70%. Temperatures ranging from low 26 to high 34 with heat index on 38 degrees Celsius. Westerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 46%. Cats are coming up and we have a schedule already on Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, Exploring Prosperity with Pashi Luigi and Explority team. On Tuesday, 12th of September, also at 4:30 at Unity Pavilion, Restorative Circles by Restorative Orville with Laura, Jeanette, Shanti and Helen and Kathy. And on Tuesday, 19th of September at 4:30 p.m. also at Unity Pavilion, the Universal Mother, according to Sri Aurobindo, the Matre Madeira is a symbol of this by Dipti Tiwari. And they are saying they were planning the coming cats, trying to capture the essence of what it is all about, and they realized that there had been a natural development, a development towards co-creation. A natural movement expressing gratitude and openness and interest in projects and voices of others has emerged. Sometimes it feels like one particular current is taking over, but they realize that it's only one multifaceted current towards a common alignment to the aims of Orville. So it is entirely up to the community how many colors are expressed in cats. Their intent is to make sure that cats are coming from a truly inspired inner space and that the project is contributing to the dream and manifestation of Orville. So if you're interested to offer your heartfelt project within cat, get in contact with them at cats@orville.org. Today, Monday 28th at 5 p.m, Kali, House of Latino America and the Youth Link invite us to the Pachamama, Mother Earth celebration, as the people from Andes of South America do during the month of August. Everybody will thank for the things got it from her this year, offering food and drink, incense, candles and flowers. Celebration will be going on at the American sites in the international zone opposite to the Matre Madeira, taking the nursery road, entrance from the Dercali fitness track and the new have to go right. They're asking you to bring your offerings for the Mother Earth. And all are welcome. AWAC Annual Human Festival, it's an annual collaboration between Udayan Women's Federation and Auroville Village Action Group. 5,000 men and women will gather to honor and celebrate women on Sunday, 1st of October at AWAC campus in Mumbai. Currently, pre-events and trainings are happening with weekly gatherings of women for games, debating and cultural activities, training and competitions. And these events are being supported by teachers from the local government schools who act as trainers and competition judges, and there will be training given in traditional dance forms such as tapatam, with small drums, kolatam sticks and karagatam, which is performed with a pot on the head. So we can join them for these pre-events. One would be tomorrow, Tuesday 29th, between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for traditional song, drama and dance. And then another one would be in traditional games on Tuesday 5th of September, again between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Today at 5 p.m. at Bharat Nivas Bhavishyate, the environmental experience lecture by Omar Rabi and his repetition of the one from 26. And the following weekend, 1st, 2nd and 3rd of September at 7:30 p.m. at Kalarigram Udayam, Edanchavadi Road near Adi Shakti, we are invited to a dance performance, Boo or Earth. That will be the journey of a man looking for connection with himself and nature. On 1st of September, Friday, Art Break Day, 2017, that would be the 5th annual celebration of a global event in 40 plus locations from Sankalpa, and this year they will focus on Kolamura on the container behind the visitor center's cafeteria. Volunteers are still welcome to sign up and all are welcome for the event. From Sadhana Forest comes invitation to a spirit conscious living on Saturday 2nd of September. Now a nature outing for children to come and enjoy nature and mud pool. And all Children and welcome to See, Feel, Sense the beauty and the strength of the Sadhana Forest community and experience the harmonious, peaceful and conscious way of living. Most of the time you will spend in the natural pool to swim, have fun, play with logs and cover your body with mud. After the mud pool, there is a dinner in the main hut, and after dinner, it's time to return to Oroville. Children will travel by van from Solar Kitchen at 3:30 p.m. and they will return at 7:30 p.m. to the same location. The French Pavilion invites us on Saturday, 2nd of September at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso to a presentation in French with Chloé's Radio Tale on Sita in the Forest. On 2nd of September, we are also invited to a presentation, The Life of Pee, Almost Everything About Urine by Lucas from EcoPro. And the presentation will be going on at EcoPro in our Sarjan complex. And we are invited to explore kindness and compassion on September 3rd at 3 p.m. at Swayam. And we will be exploring the culture qualities of kindness and compassion together. And after some discussion of what kindness and compassion are and how to cultivate and apply in daily life, there will be a guided meditation to go deeper, followed by Taiwanese tea ceremony at Swayam Pavilion. Second Adara registration camp is coming up in Oroville from Tuesday 5th of September until Friday 15th of September, and the final venue will be announced. And in case you need the card ASAP, you can go to the center in Pondicherry, Adara Enrollment Center 28 near First Cross Krishnanagar Main Street, Pondicherry. International Peace Day is coming up on 21st of September, and as usual it's going to be celebrated in Unity Pavilion, which is calling for volunteers and program ideas. This year's theme, as decided by the United Nations, is Together for Peace, Respect, Safety and Dignity for All, focusing in particular on the plea for refugees and migrants throughout the world. It is a theme which is relevant in every community and every country. If you have any idea you want to volunteer, write to unitypavilion@orville.org in. On Saturday, 2nd of September, 2:30 p.m. at SAI Conference Hall, we are invited to a presentation of the third session of Swadharma program. Our campus initiative would like to invite those who have, in one way or another, kindly contributed towards in realization or have a keen interest in the larger domain of Oroville's learning society to join closing session with the Swadharma participants. The 17 participants who have joined them for various parts of India for this 5-week exploration will present their individual learning journey and discovery process and reflect on the insights they gain for their life path ahead. On Friday, 1st of September at 4 p.m. in the Resource Library, Shurobindo Center for Studies India and the World, Bharat Nivas, Oroville Experience continued their reading of The Synthesis of Yoga. And here are some announcements from NIM Tree. They are saying they will start the lunch scheme starting from 1st of September, serving North Indian meals with chapati, dal, sabji, rice, appalam and salad. The menu will be basic, but the variety of recipe will be different every day. Presently, they're going to do tiffin service only. For bookings, you need to call Partha 948-77-633-94 or Min on 848-675-0671. And they're also saying that they will start screening movies on Saturday nights on a regular basis. So this Saturday 2nd at 7:30 p.m. they will screen Kit with Charlie Chaplin. Yolande Lemon, who was very closely connected to GRD, Tata, and helped Oroville and Sat-Prem, passed away on 24 June in Paris, and her remains were incinerated there. As per her wish, her ashes have been brought to Oroville to be here dispersed. There will be a simple ceremony for those who feel close to her at Adventures Funeral Ground on Sunday, 3rd of September at 9 a.m., where her ashes will be buried. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. there was screen meditation on Savitri, Book 3, The Book of the Divine Mother, Canto 1 to 4. At Unity Pavilion, eye-opening movie series on Wednesday 30th, there was screen Home. A Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. We can see Indian comedy drama Noor, made in India and directed by Sunil Sipi. Tomorrow, German drama Greetings from Fukushima, made in Germany in 2016 and directed by Doris Dory. On Wednesday, cultural documentary Improvisation, made in Switzerland in 1996 and directed by John Milley and Norman Granz. Sri Aurobindo in Letters of Yoga wrote, "Desires takes a long time to get rid of entirely, but if you can once get it out of the nature and realize it is a force coming from outside and putting its claws into the vital and physical, it will be easier to get rid of the invader. You are too accustomed to feel it as a part of yourself or planted in you. That makes it more difficult for you to deal with its movements and dismiss its ancient control over you." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on orwellradio.org.